Welcome to Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Kenny Lofton. Batting second. The right fielder, Wayne Kirby. Batting third. The second baseman, Carlos Berga. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Albert Bell. Batting fifth. The DH, Eddie Murray. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Jim Thome. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Paul Sorrento. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Alvaro Espinoza. Batting ninth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Dennis Martinez. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Tom Goodwin. Batting second. The center fielder, Johnny Damon. Batting third. The second baseman, Keith Lockhart. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Gary Gaetti. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Bob Hamilton. Batting sixth. The right fielder, John Nunnally. Batting seventh. The DH, Michael Tucker. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Greg Gagne. Batting ninth. The catcher, Henry Mercedes. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Mark Gubiza. And now, play ball. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Lofton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. There goes Lofton. The throw from Mercedes and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Kirby hits a fly ball towards center. Damon settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Damon. Lofton scores. Kirby moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Berga hits a line drive towards short. Gagne reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Thome hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Goodwin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Damon bunts towards third. Thome fields it and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to second. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lockhart hits a pop-up beyond short. Espinoza can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Goodwin moves to third. Gary Gaetti batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Goodwin tags and scores. Lockhart tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-1, Indians. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Hamilton hits a fly ball into left field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. the Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sandy Alomar, batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henry Mercedes, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercedes hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gagne moves to second. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Goodwin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Martinez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 3, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Kenny Lofton, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart misplays the ball. That's an error on Lockhart. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Kirby is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirby hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Nunnally. Kirby reaches second base with a double. Lofton goes all the way around to score. Kirby moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Indians. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 0-for-1 in the game. Berga hits a line drive off the glove of Gaetti, and into shallow left field. Berga reaches second base with a double. Kirby scores. It's 5-1, Indians. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gaetti fields it and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0-for-1 in the game. Murray strikes out. 2 outs. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0-for-1 in the game. Thome takes first base on ball 4. Paul Sorrento, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0-for-1 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Damon is 0-for-0 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Keith Lockhart, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Lockhart is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Verga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Gary Gaetti, batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gaetti is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Tommy. Gaetti moves to second. Bob Hamelin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hamelin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hamelin strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Espinoza is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. Alomar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lofton hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gubiza fields it and throws to second for the out. 2 outs. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Lofton. The throw from Mercedes and he is safe. Lofton steals second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby takes first base on ball 4. There goes Lofton. The throw from Mercedes and he is out, Gaetti applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 1 in the game. Nunnally hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Michael Tucker batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Tucker is 0 for 1 in the game. Tucker hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Bell. Tucker reaches second base with a double. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Gagne is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Tucker moves to third. 2 outs. Henry Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mercedes is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mercedes strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 5, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Berga is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hamelin scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Berga for the out. 1 out. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Bell hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-1, Indians. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Murray is 0 for 2 in the game. Murray hits a fly ball into center field. Damon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Tomey is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Tomey is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Tomey hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Goodwin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sorrento scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goodwin for the out. 1 out. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Damon is 0 for 1 in the game. Damon hits a pop-up, foul, towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Lockhart is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Paul Sorrento batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Sorrento is 0 for 2 in the game. Sorrento hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Espinoza is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Alomar takes first base on ball 4. Billy Brewer now pitching. Kenny Lofton batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Lofton is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lofton takes first base on ball 4. Alomar moves to second. Wayne Kirby is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Kirby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kirby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Herbert Perry now playing first base. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Gaetti is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Gaetti hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Hamilton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hamilton is 0 for 2 in the game. Hamilton hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hamilton for the out. Two outs. John Nunnally is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nunnally is 0 for 2 in the game. Nunnally hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Berga is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berga hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. 2 outs. Eddie Murray batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Murray is 0 for 3 in the game. Murray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim Thome is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Thome is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Thome strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tony Peña now catching. Michael Tucker is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Tucker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Tucker strikes out. 1 out. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gagne is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Henry Mercedes is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Mercedes is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mercedes hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berga scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Indians will come to bat. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Perry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alvaro Espinoza is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Espinoza is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Espinoza hits a line drive beyond third. Gaetti can't hold onto the ball. That's a base hit. Tony Peña is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Peña hits a ball on the ground towards short. Gagne fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Kenny Lofton is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Lofton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Lofton hits a fly ball into left field. Goodwin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 1. The Royals will come to bat. Tom Goodwin is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Goodwin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goodwin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tommy fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 0-0. There goes Goodwin. The throw from Peña and he is safe. Goodwin steals second. Johnny Damon is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Damon is 0-for-2 in the game. Damon hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodwin moves to third. One out. Keith Lockhart is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lockhart is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Lockhart hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goodwin scores. Two outs. It's 6-2, Indians. Gary Gaetti is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Gaetti is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Gaetti hits a ball on the ground towards short. Espinoza scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 6, and the Royals 2. The Indians will come to bat. Wayne Kirby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Kirby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kirby hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Hamelin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Melvin Bunch now pitching. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 1-0. Berga is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Berga hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Albert Bell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Bell is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Bell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lockhart settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 2-0. There's a wild pitch. Berga moves to second. Eddie Murray is at the plate with a count of 3-0. Murray is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Murray hits a pop-up beyond short. Gagne can't reach the ball in time. That's a base hit. Berga scores. It's 7-2, Indians. Jeremy Burnett's pinch runs for Eddie Murray. Jim Thome batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Thome is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Thome hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Herbert Perry is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Royals 2. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Poole now pitching. Joe Ronda pinch hits for Bob Hamilton. Joe Ronda is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Ronda hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berga settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Juan Samuel pinch hits for John Nunnally. Juan Samuel is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Samuel hits a fly ball into center field. Lofton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vitiello pinch hits for Michael Tucker. Joe Vitiello is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Vitiello hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 7-3, Indians. Greg Gagne is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Gagne is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gagne hits a fly ball into right field. Kirby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and Kansas City Royals, 3. Goodbye from Kauffman Stadium in Kansas City.